Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Look at this headline. Illinois to give child care workers $1,000 to cover costs for unemployed parents. We want the kids to go back to school. The parents got to go back to work. Parents can't go back to work because they can't find somebody sometimes to watch their kids. So as to incentivize more people to do that work, the state now has a $1,000 bonus, I think, that the state will give you to be a child care worker. April Janney joins us. She's the CEO of the Illinois Action for Children. Let me see if I've got this right. Hi, April. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Is that what's going to happen? Is that why this is happening?
Why? To support child care and families?
Well, yes. And is it that? So the family needs to go back to work. The child needs some care. The state is actually going to incentivize people to do that work by giving them a $1,000 bonus.
They are. They're offering up to $1,000 bonuses for child care providers and their staff that are working in the field. So hopefully to maintain that work capacity, because we know there's been a child care shortage. And this is a way to incentivize them to stay on, but as well as to recognize their work and value in the field.
So if I'm already doing that, would I get the bonus, or is that just for new people to enter the field?
No, this is for people who are already doing that. So if you're working at a site now, you will be eligible for up to $1,000.
So give me
this is more than the teachers. This would be anybody. This would be anybody working in the facility.
Give me an example of what we're talking about, can you?
So it would be a teacher who would be working in the classroom, to a maintenance guy who's helping to keep the facility clean, to the cook who's preparing the meals. They would all be eligible to get this. Now, this will be based on them meeting certain qualifications at that facility, that they meet all their regulatory requirements. But overall, any of them would be able to have access to these bonuses.
You said teacher. That makes it sound like it's a grade school. We're not talking about schools per se, are we?
No, we're talking about child care centers. So this would be anyone taking care of children that are birthed to five-year-olds. So, but it is considered a classroom teacher because it's not babysitting.
And
it is supporting them.
Yeah. Did I also see that, do the unemployed parents also qualify for some sort of stipend like this?
Yes, that's very exciting, because they will not necessarily get a stipend, but they will get up to 3 months of free child care, so they have an opportunity to search for jobs and get back into the workforce. I know you've seen on the news where there are times when parents have to not go to an interview because they don't have anyone to take care of their child, or they have to bring the child with them and leave them unsafely supervised somewhere. And so this is a way to be able to allow them to free up their mind, their time, and be able to search for that job and get back into the workforce and then become contributors to the economy.
Up to 3 months of child care. So does that mean as needed, or for 3 months, Monday through Friday, a parent...
That could be Monday through Friday, or as that parent need for interviews. But that's 3 solid months of child care.
That's a lot.
Get a job, they get the child care for the rest of the year, for 12 months.
Really? So that would be more than $1,000. What does child care typically cost?
It range depends on what services you're getting and the age of your child and your income. So that's based on those things.
I'm reading at Block Club Chicago. Tell me if this sounds right to you. It says here in Illinois, the average monthly price of full-time child care is $773 per child. $773, I guess that's a month. That'd be $200, say about $180 a week. Actually, I think some folks are paying more than that. But
it could be a lot more than that. It is based on your income, especially when you qualify for the child care assistance program.
So does this go then to people who are low income or medium and high income? Would they also qualify?
This is for anyone who qualifies for the child care assistance program. So they would be below 100% of the child care assistance of the federal poverty level.
Poverty level, right. So if you are below the poverty level, it wouldn't be 100%, that would be zero. But if you are below the poverty level, is that what you're telling me, then you would qualify for this?
You would qualify for the child care assistance program. But there are different ranges on that as well, because now that's been changed to anyone who has an income ranging from 250, well, it changed from 250% of the poverty, 225%, I'm sorry, of the poverty level to 250%.
Okay, so that'd be over the poverty level, yeah. Right.
You could also qualify for support.
You know, it also says in this reporting that the average wage for these people that take care of our youngest children is $13 an hour. When I get to be king someday, April, it's going to be more than that. That's not enough.
That is. It's we know that we're not paying our employees in the field enough, and that's the challenge with retaining some of these professionals, because they can go elsewhere and make a lot more money. We also know that in Chicago, it's been boosted up to $15, but that's not throughout the entire state.
Yeah. Still, this strikes me as being generous. I mean, 3 months, maybe even a year, depending under the circumstances, of free child care, and $1,000 for the people that will do the work as a bonus in all fields at a child care center. That's new, and that's a lot.
Now, we're extremely pleased and grateful for the direction that the governor's office and the state leadership, including Secretary Grace Ho, is taken to support the children, families, and the communities, and their desire to position Illinois as the best place to raise children and families. This is a huge step for us. We still got to work a lot to make it even better, but this is a huge support for families and for providers.
One last thing before we go. How do people sign up for this? When do the checks or the credits get issued? Is this in place right now?
And this starts effective October 1st.
October 1st, so kind of a yes on that. And is there a website people go to, do you know offhand, to sign up or find out more?
Well, they can definitely come to the Child Care Resource and Referral Illinois Action for Children website, and we will have information posted there, but they can also go to the IDHS state site and get more information as well, and then the governor's site.
I'll post those on my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John, and April Janney is the CEO of Illinois Action for Children. April, it's nice to meet you. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having me.